people in Michigan still have a toxic chemical in their bodies from an accident more than 40 years ago. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. In 1973, a plant owned by Velsicol Chemical made a mistake and shipped a toxic flame retardant chemical to a livestock feed plant. The chemical is called polybrominated biphenyl, or PBB. It took about a year to discover the accident. Millions of Michiganders ate contaminated milk, beef, chicken, pork, and eggs. All these years later, researchers are finding that PBB exposure is linked to health problems. Michelle Marcus is a professor of epidemiology, environmental health, and pediatrics at Emory University Schools of Public Health and Medicine. You're in Michigan this week to talk about your latest research findings at a conference. First, what have you found about the levels of PBB that people still have in their bodies in Michigan?
Well, during the past 2 years, we have tested over 800 people across the state of Michigan. And we have found that 6 out of 10 of the people that we tested still have levels that are elevated as a result of the PBB accident. We compared the levels of PBB in the people that we tested in Michigan to levels that were measured 10 years ago on a random sample of the U.S. population. And we found that 6 out of 10 Michiganders had PBB levels higher than 95% of the U.S. population.
What does that mean that that proportion of people in Michigan still have elevated levels in their blood?
Well, it means that the PBB is still lingering in people's bodies, and that's a very long time. It's 40 years later. And we are concerned that the health effects that we have found are continuing among the people who were exposed themselves, but also among their children and their grandchildren.
And what are those health effects that you've found?
So we found that among the women who were exposed to high levels of PBB, there are slightly more breast cancer cases than we expected. Among girls, the daughters of women who were highly exposed, we found that they experienced their first menstrual periods a full year earlier than girls who were unexposed. And now that these girls are adults, we find that they have a very high rate of miscarriages and that the rate of miscarriages is proportional to the PBB exposure that they experienced.
What are you telling people at the conference this week?
We will be presenting some preliminary, very preliminary data on the potential for there to be epigenetic changes that are associated with PBB exposure, and that is the regulation of gene expression. It's not actually changing the DNA sequence itself, but we do have preliminary data that PBB has altered the epigenetic landscape and how some genes are expressed. And we also have some preliminary data that we're seeing similar changes in the offspring.
Michelle Marcus is a professor of epidemiology, environmental health, and pediatrics at Emory University Schools of Public Health and Medicine. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.